I just noticed that the weather is really nice and cool.
大家有没有注意到这两天很凉快，很舒服？
When I drove in today, I noticed that there's a lot of joggers out in my community, and yeah, the weather's really good.
我今天开车过来的时候，就路上就注意到很多人在外面跑步，因为天气非常好。
And of course, I live in Florida. We don't sense that there's a fall, right?
当然，我们住在佛罗里达人很难感受到所谓秋天的这个气息。
Yeah, I think this is a gift from God that I actually have a way to detect that fall is here.
那但是这个神给了我这个特别的恩赐，我能够发现秋天。
I start to cough.
又开始咳嗽了。
Dry cough.
而是因为干燥的产生的。
And it started this morning.
就是今天早上才开始。
Right before the sermon.
就在这个讲道之前开始咳。
So let me first prep that. My apologies if I cough.
那所以我现在先跟提前大家道歉，如果我中间讲着讲着就咳嗽起来。
And then if you do hear coughing, just think of I am the bearer of good news.
那如果你听到我咳嗽，你要想到我这个是带来好消息，说明秋天到了。
Yeah, and your electricity bill is going to come down.
而且你这样电费就会越来越少。
All right. Why don't we just have a word of prayer? Let's bow our head.
那我们一起来先祷告。
Father, we come before you and we want to worship you.
天父，我们来到你的面前，要来敬拜你。
We ask your spirit to open our heart to listen to your word.
我们求你的灵来打开我们的心，能够听你的话语。
That our lives will be changed because of who you are.
也正是因为你是什么样的神，我们的生命才能得以改变。
And as we gaze upon your majesty, that we also know who we are.
当我们注目仰望你的尊荣的时候，我们也能认识到自己是谁。
So may your spirit to speak to us, and may you establish your throne among us in Jesus Christ. We pray.
求你的灵对我们说话，也愿你的宝座在我们当中设立。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus said a lot of things.
那耶稣在这个圣经里跟我们讲了很多的事情。
If I ask you to name some, I believe you will have no problem.
如果我要说你能给我举一些例子吗？我相信在座的都能给我举出来。
You might mention the golden rule, which says that treat others as you would like to be treated.
你可能会说这个金科玉律，就是说无论你愿意别人怎么待你们，你要怎么待别人。
Or love your neighbor as yourself.
或者是说要爱人如己。
Or a more radical version that love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
或者是那些更极端的，比如说要爱你的仇敌，为那些逼迫你们的祷告。
Or you may recall some of the brilliant stories that he told about Mustard Seed's wedding banquet, or the prodigal son.
或者那他讲过的，曾经讲发生的那些故事，像是那个在婚宴上用水变酒，或者是那个像芥菜种子的信息，还有那个浪子的故事。
Now, if I'm going to ask you to summarize everything he said and he did in one sentence, what would it be?
但是如果我要让你用一句话来总结耶稣所有的教训和这个教导的话，你会说什么呢？
If you have to summarize his entire ministry in one sentence, what would it be?
如果他所有的事工让你用一句话来总结，你会怎么说呢？
Anyone?
有没有人愿意试试看？
Okay, it's okay. Actually, Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, Matthew has already done the work for us in the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
马太其实已经在这个耶稣开始传道的时候就已经把耶稣的信息给我们总结出来了。
Right, it says in Matthew 4:17.
是在马太福音四章十七节。
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And during his ministry time, he was talking to his audience and also talking to us, saying that repent, kingdom of heaven is here.
那耶稣的这个传道是对当时的人说的，也是对我们每一个人说的。他说的就是要悔改，因为天国近了。
The word repent actually in the original Greek is made up of two words.
那这个悔改在原文的这个希腊文里是用两个字组成的。
It means that after and mind, our mind.
两件事情就是之后，然后还有一个这个心意。
It means that think differently afterwards.
也就是说，意思是说这个之后，他你的心意就不同了。
Right, that means that we're thinking one way, and then we change our thinking, and then we think differently afterwards.
从前是有一种心意的想法，但是这个悔改之后，你的这个心意就变了，是另外一种想法了。
It's the same concept in Hebrew, shuv. It means that you're walking in one direction.
希伯来语里面也有一个同样的字，意思是说你本来是朝着一个方向走。
And then you realize that, oh, I'm on the wrong direction, so I'm just turn around and walk.On that, the opposite direction.
然后忽然发现说你走错路了，所以你要转过身来，然后向相反的方向走。
And I really like the Chinese translation says that it's a change with remorse.
那中文里当时是用两个字组成的，一个是悔，一个是改。悔就是这个是后悔，然后改是改变。
So Jesus is proclaiming that this kingdom of heaven.Will force us to reevaluate everything we think we know about the world.
那所以耶稣所说的这个悔改是让我们就是重新改变我们对这个世界对很多事情的想法和看法。
It involves this radical reorganization of our values.
所以这个悔改包括了就是我们对我们的很多价值观的这种极端的改变。
So the way it changes the way that we think about everything.
这个改变是发生在方方面面的。
So we change direction, we repent.
所以我们悔改，我们改变方向。
So what on earth is this a kingdom of heaven?
那所以说到这里，那到底这个天国是什么呢？
Why is it even a kingdom? Strange word.
这怎么会是一个国呢？
Why is it that Jesus proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven is here?
而且耶稣为什么说天国近了，而且甚至已经在这儿了？
Now, if you read through the gospel, that you know that Matthew actually make a reference of a kingdom of heaven, and the other gospels will make a reference to the kingdom of God.
那这个在马太福音里，它称之为天国；在其他的福音书里，就说是神的国。
Now, actually, these two are synonymous. You know, kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God.
那这两个是同一回事，是同义词。
But there is a slight nuance.
但是这里面有一点点的困惑。
Yeah. So when we say heaven, it's the realm that of God, and he's a transcendent royal position as the author and king of the all creation.
那我们讲到这个天的时候，讲的是神的主权所在，在神在那里至高无上，他是一切的创造者。
Yeah, it didn't come out right. Yeah, yeah. Can't see a lot on heaven. Yeah, because it's invisible.
就是这个图片有点不太清楚，好像对我们来说，这个天是很奥秘的，看不清楚。
Yeah, but actually, Chinese have this concept too, right? If we say someone like he's doing something like really, really horrendous, we say that he's a 逆天行道。
那 in Chinese, there's this word describing someone saying.
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry, I put a trick on you.
那个就是在中文里有这个逆天行道的事，所以如果做了一件特别大逆不道的事情，简直就是说违背了这个神的主权。
Right? So when you say heaven, like Jesus is mentioning, is not the place that you know somewhere we go after we die.
那所以在耶稣讲到这个天的时候，并不是讲到天堂，我们所说的这个人死了以后去的地方。
Right? But he is proclaiming this realm, this territory, this sphere of God that is come here on earth.
而是讲到神的这个主权，神的这个权势的这个延伸到了这个地上。
And then actually the way I look at it is actually it's like it's an invasion from heaven to earth.
对我来讲，就好像是一个这个天的这个范围对这个地的进攻，然后这个占领了这个地方。
It's like the D-Day that you know God has come to take back what it was lost.
就好像当年盟军在诺曼底登陆那一天那样，就是来收回失地。
Yeah. So if you kind of flip through the four Gospels,
如果你翻这个四福音书的话
，you see Jesus talks about this kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God.All the time.
你会发现耶稣一直在讲天国，神的国。
Now he mentioned the kingdom of heaven like 35 times in the book of in the Gospel of Matthew.
那在这个马太福音当中，他一共提到天国35次。
And then my Bible says I only have about 30 pages for the book for the Gospel of Matthew.
那我的这个圣经大概马太福音一共才三十页。
That means that he's talking about kingdom of heaven like a one per page on average.
那意思也就是说，他差不多每一页都有讲到天国。
Because the kingdom of heaven is the central theme for him.
那因为对于耶稣来说，他的信心的中心就是天国。
It's the thing that he lived and breathed.
他真的是为此而生，为此而活的。
And it's the it's a, the the heartbeat of his message and his mission.
他的信心，他的任务的中心就是关于天国。
Everything else flows from the fact that he's bringing in this kingdom of heaven into reality on earth.
其他一切都是围着这个转的。耶稣要来，就是要把这个天国带到地上来。
Now, all kingdoms actually have three parts.
那只要是一个国，它就一定有三个组成部分。
There's a ruler.
那这个国里面要有一个掌权的国王。
There are subjects that's being ruled over.
当然，就还有臣民是这个国王所要这个管理的。
And also, the ruler has an agenda for their kingdom.
然后，这个国王对他的国家还有一个企划，一个计划。
So, if we can identify these three parts for the kingdom of heaven, then we will know what Jesus is talking about.
所以，如果我们能把天国的这个三个组成部分也找到的话，那我们就能对他有更多的了解。
Now, the first two are fairly easy.
那前两个很简单了。
Right, the ruler is God.
那这个掌权者就是神。
And the subject is those who repent.And be willing to come under his reign are the subject.
那天国的臣民就是那些愿意悔改，然后愿意接受神管理的人。
But what is his agenda?
那他的企划，他的目标到底是什么呢？在这里。
What is God wants to accomplish? Wants his people to accomplish?
那这个神作为这个国王，他想要他的臣民，他想要他的国家能够达到一个什么样的状态和目的呢
？And if we can understand his agenda, then we will understand the kingdom that Jesus has been preaching about and why it is so.Radical.
如果我们能够明白这个天国的这个目标和企划是什么，我们就能够明白耶稣所要讲的为什么那么与众不同，那么极端。
Now, let me first ask you a Bible trivial question.
那我现在先来考考大家的这个圣经常识。
Where does the concept of kingdom or the ruling appear the first time in the Bible?
那在圣经里什么时候第一次提到就是天国还有这个天国的这个权柄？这件事情呢，在圣经里第一次提到这件事情的时候
，Anyone？
有人记得吗？
Okay, I give you a hint. It's in the very beginning.
我给你大家一个这个提醒啊，是在最开始的时候。
Genesis, yes. Which page?
最开始当然就是在创世纪那第几页呀，或者是第几章？
Page one, yes. Actually, it depends on your Bible. It could be page one or page two.
不是第一页就是第二页，看你的这个字多大了。
Yeah, okay. Actually, it's in Genesis 1, chapter 26, 27.
是在创世纪第一章二十六节到二十七节。
Okay, so let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea." And the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and all over the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Okay, the Chinese.
好，我们一起来读中文。神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟。地上的牲畜和全地，必地上所爬的一切昆虫，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Okay, we'll continue with 28. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves along the ground."
第二十八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
Genesis chapter 1 depicts God as this royal artist, this creative, powerful being, spoke the words and everything the universe came to be.
这个在创世纪第一章中，神好像就是一个伟大的艺术家，他作为一个全能的掌权者，用他的话语创造了地上所有的一切。
And he created this a beautiful, complex world. And then he did something surprising.
而且他创造了这么一个复杂、这么一个美丽的世界，但是他又做了一件让人惊讶的事情。
He wants to share. Now he's clearly the creator and God of the world, but then he decided to share ownership with someone.
他是这个一切的创造者，一切的主宰，但是他愿意把这个主权跟其他的这个受造物来分享。
Right, so he partnered with two creatures that bear the image of God.
那在这里面，这个跟他分享的这两个他所造的被造物，就是按照他的形象所造的人。
Okay, and then God installed them as a co-ruler over the earth.
所以神允许他们与他一起来掌管这个权地。
Now, unlike any other animals, that we humans have this unique capacity to be like God-like, to create and to make everything in our way.
跟神所创造的其他生物不一样，我们能够像神那样，能够也能够有所创造。
In the jungle, like, the chimpanzees will use primitive tools.
可能在这个树林里，这个猩猩可能会用某种比较原始的这些工具。
But we humans, we just don't live in jungle. We're going to be like build a city out of it.
但是我们并没有像猩猩那样一直住在丛林里，我们能够建造一个城市。
This unique capacity that God has given to us is to rule over his creation.
所以神给了我们能够跟他一起来管理全地的能力。
We are God's royal stewards over this world.
我们是神所命定的这个管理全地的这个管家。
And he entrusted this rulership to us.
And 而且他给了我们这个管理全地的这个权柄。
Now, to rule over the earth requires humanity to make some significant decisions about what is good and what is not good.
那如果我们要有管理这个权地的能力的时候，我们就需要有做出一些判断，什么是好的，什么是不好的。
So this is what the tree of knowledge of good and evil is about.
这也就是那个分别善恶那棵树所要的有的功能。
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's a choice for humans to allow God to be the one to define good and evil so that they would rely on him to rule.
那这个时候人就面临了一个选择，他们是要允许神来定义善恶，然后根据神的这个定义来决定吗？
Or the humans will seize this opportunity, the autonomy, to define good and evil on their own terms.
还是人要选择说我自己来定义什么是善，什么是恶，我可以独立自主的来做决定。
So if I decide to define my the good and evil, then that means that what is good for me, that's great for my group.
那如果我能够按我自己的心意说这个是好，什么这个是善，那个是恶，那对于我和我所关怀的人来说，我就选择了这个。But
then at the expense of you and your group?
但是我很有可能在我选择对我好的事情的时候，这件事情对你其实是坏的。So
be it, because it's good for me.
那又怎么样呢？反正只要对我好就行了。Right,
so this you can see that if men define the good and evil, you have this problem of conflict.
所以你会发现，当人在用自己的定义来决定善恶的时候，他通常会发生冲突。对我好的，并不一定对你好。So
that's the choice. Is who defines good and evil?
所以在最初的这两个人，他们就面临了一个选择，是按谁的定义来决定善和恶。So
if you know the story, if you flip to Genesis chapter 3, you know that the humans really failed the test, and they decided to define good and evil on their own terms.
那我想大家都熟悉这个故事。如果你看到创世纪第三章的时候，就发现这个最初的这两个人，他们决定要自己来定义什么是善，什么是恶。They
did not allow. They did not want to go God's way.
他们并不想跟着神来做。
Right. So they started an alternate kingdom without God.
所以基本上来说，他们就是要自己定义善恶，自己成立一个自己的这个国，然后把神放在排在其外。
So then they seize the autonomy, and then actually it is a mutiny.
所以当他们决定自主的时候，实际上这就是一个叛乱，一个造反。
So from then on, throughout the human history, the human kingdoms have defined the good and evil on their own terms.
而从那时开始，在这个人的历史上，人就一直想要自己按自己的意愿来决定什么是善，什么是恶。
So the rest of the Bible actually is to answer the question, what is God going to do about this mutiny?
那所以这个圣经剩下的部分实际上就在讲神对这个叛乱，这个造反到底是怎么样做的。
So God set in motion a plan to reassert his rule over the kingdoms of the world.
那所以这个神就制定了一个计划，然后能够让他的这个国度再一次的在这个人的这个国度里能够重新的掌权。
So he singled out a family clan.
那这个时候他就选择了一个家族。
So he's going to form a new people contrasting with the human kingdoms.
那通过这个家族他就要成立一个新的这个一个国度，是与当时人在地上的这个人的国度所不同的。
So to review, like, what it means to be a truly human, to do not redefine the good and evil on their own terms, but to follow God's wisdom.
然后让我们能够看到到底作为一个人来说，怎么样才能够根据神的这个善恶来跟随他，而不是用自己的这个主意来定善恶，是什么样的情形。
So the family, the patriarch, matriarch were the Abraham and Sarah.
那当然这个家族的祖先就是亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
They were supposed to train the family to live in the way of the Lord, to do justice and righteousness in this new kingdom.
他们的这个责任就是要让这个家族的每一个人都学习跟随神，而不成立一个新的这个国度，而不是像人的这个自我做主的这个国度。
So the line passed to their son Isaac, to their grandson Israel.
然后一代一代的传下去，一直到以撒，然后到以色列。
And then the family got bigger, and then they migrated to Egypt.
然后这个家族越来越大，然后他们移民到了埃及地。
And then at the end of that, they become a slave to the king of the Egypt, Pharaoh.
但是后来他们在埃及就做了法老的奴隶。
And Pharaoh actually represented everything that is wrong with the human kingdoms in every way.
在这里面，其实法老代表的就是这个人的国度，人的国度里面出现的很多各种的错误的各种问题。
He redefined the good and evil in saying that, killing, it's annihilating the people of Israel by killing the male babies is okay.
法老就按自己的意愿决定什么是善，什么是恶。在他那里，他就认为如果把这个以色列人的这个生下来的男婴都杀掉，让他们不能够强壮，不能够壮大，是一件对的事情。
So, God decided to reassert his kingdom over Pharaoh's kingdom.
但是神决定要把他的国度建在超越这个法老的国度，把他的这个压制下去。
And then he raised up Moses to confront Pharaoh.
所以神就兴起了摩西，让他去跟这个法老争取。
And he said, Pharaoh, you can't do this thing in God's world, killing babies and enslave people.
那所以摩西就跟法老质问，跟他说你不能这样做，这个把这个孩子把婴儿都杀死。让他们不能够成为一个强大的民族。
And you need to humble yourself and let my people go.
这样是违背神的意愿的，你要谦卑自己，然后要允许这些希伯来人回到他们祖先的地方。
And then Pharaoh said, I don't know your God. I'm the one that's calling shots in here.
但是法老说，我又不认识你的神是谁，在这儿我说了算。
So Pharaoh took off his boxing gloves and so did God.
所以这个法老就决定跟神对着干了。
So, and this story becomes really, really intense because it's a conflict of a divine kingdom versus a human kingdom.
这个神的这个国跟这个法老所掌权的这个人的国之间的这个冲突是非常的激烈的。
And then you can find the whole story in the second book of our Bible, Exodus.
如果你去看这个圣经的第二本书，是在出埃及记里面都有记述。
So who won? Who win this conflict?
那在这场斗争中，最后是谁战胜了呢？
God, right?
是神对吧
？Pharaoh ended up ruined in the effort to win.
在这个法老想要跟神征战的过程中，他大败而归。
And Red Sea swallowed up his armies, and the slaves were liberated.
最后在红海那个地方，他的这个军队整个被这个海水吞噬，然后这个当时的那些希伯来人的奴隶得到了解放。
Okay, so now at this point, I'm going to ask you another trivial question.
那现在又要有这个 Bible 知识，圣经知识的这个问题了。
In the storyline of the Bible, where is God called a king the first time?
那在这个圣经的这个故事里面，什么时候神被第一次称为国王呢？第一次被称为王是在哪里？
When is God being called the first time? Anyone? As a king?
在什么地方神被第一次称为王？
Actually, it happened right after the Israelites were freed, right, the other side of Red Sea, they sang a worship song.
就是发生在这个希伯来人他们的这个过了红海，然后发现看到自己得到自由了，他们向神唱的一首这个敬拜的歌。
And this is the opening of the first two verses.
在这个最开始的这个歌的前面两节是这样的。
Yeah, it says that, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
中文说，那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说，我要向耶和华唱歌，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海里。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
And this hymn is a bit long, but the last verse is this.
那这首歌比较长的到最后一句话是怎么说的呢？
The Lord reigns forever and ever.
耶和华必作王直到永永远远。
Yeah, and then if you see in the English translation, then the Lord, all capitalized, actually is the name of God, Yahweh, or Jehovah. The name of the Lord, right? It's the Jehovah, Lord, reigns forever and ever.
那这个英文当中这个 Lord 是四个字母都是用大写的意思就是耶和华的名字而且这个 整个来说叫做耶和华王。
Now you might say that, well, this is a kind of general truth about God.
那可能这个是关于神的这个基本真理。
But the whole point is that how has God proved his royal authority?
那我们现在想要说的是神怎么来证明他的这个有皇室的地位做王的权利
It's in the liberation story of Israel.
那你看到说他是怎么解救以色列人的
God actually asserted his reign and confronted evil and it's a destructive force to people.
那神在建立他的国的时候然后也 来惩罚了这个恶因为这个恶对人是毁灭性的。
And then he liberated the people from Pharaoh and invited them to live under his reign.
他解救了那些在法老手下做奴隶的人，然后邀请他们来生活在神的国度里。
And he wanted to make this nation, this is the people of Israel, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, different from the other nations.
他要这些以色列人做这个祭司的国度，是圣洁的国民，是与周围的人所不同的。
So what does that mean that when we say that kingdom of God, heaven is here, kingdom of heaven has come here?
那所以当我们说天国近了，天国在这里的时候，到底什么意思呢？
It means that the king has come confronting the evil.
那意思就是说这个国王已经来了，而且要面对这个恶来征战。
And liberating people from this world.
他要解救那些在这个世界中受罪恶控制的人。
And inviting them to live under his rule.
并邀请他们生活在他的权柄之下
and forming a new people different from the world
而因此来产生一些跟这个世上其他的人所不同的这个人民
and when God becomes king when God is king the people are liberated and the evil is named and dealt with
那当神作王的时候那这个我们就能看到什么是真正的善什么是真正的恶然后神人就可以从这个恶的束缚中得到解救
So keep that in mind Now Jesus comes to the scene and making an announcement that the kingdom of heaven is here
那我们记住前面所说的这些那现在耶稣来了说神的国已经在这里了
So what did he do right after his announcement?
那他这么说完了以后他做什么了呢
Now if you follow the Matthew you're going to see that he actually callPeter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him.
如果你看到这个马太福音的时候，他在说了这个话以后，他就邀请彼得、安德烈、那个雅各还有约翰来做他的，来跟随他做门徒。
So King Jesus has come to reassert his rulership, and then he is calling people to follow him.
那耶稣在这个世界要做王的时候，他要把他的这个国设立在这里的时候，他就也邀请人来加入他。
And he's forming this new people.
然后他在召集他的子民。
So now we see that the king has summoned, you know, people to be his subject.
所以这个国王在呼召他的臣民。
So what is his agenda?
那么他的这个企划，他的目标到底是什么呢？
It'll take Matthew for a couple of chapters to describe it, but he summarizes it in this verse.
那这个马太总结了有一段很长的讲述，但是最后他是这样总结的。
Says that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
马太福音四章二十三节，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
Now, I'm going to focus on teaching, proclaiming, and healing these three words.
那这里面有三个重要的词，就是教训人、传天国的福音，还有医治。
So in the teaching and proclaiming, that the kingdom that Jesus is bringing is so opposite with what everyone believes that it requires a tremendous amount of explanation.
那这个教训人、传福音，这个因为耶稣所讲的这个事情，讲的这个神的国，跟我们所习惯的、所经历的人的国是如此的不同，所以需要很多的教导，很多的这个教训。
Jesus has constantly explained that his kingdom does not operate like any other kingdom that we're in.
所以耶稣要一直不断地跟他们讲神的国、他的国跟这个世界上的国是不一样的。
And his kingdom actually is essentially other-centric than self-centric.
他的这个国度的这个律是别人以别人为中心的，而不是以自我为中心的。
Like for example, this is how power works in his kingdom.
那在他的这个国度，这个权力是这样的。
Those who think that they are very important, they're smart, they can do a lot of things, actually they're the least.
那在他的国度里，那些有能力、有智慧、能够做很多事情的人，实际上是位子是排在后面的。
But those who think they have the least to offer, they're the first.
那些觉得自己没有什么能力、没有什么可以给出来的人，反而能够在前面。
And if you want to assert your ruler rule over someone?
如果你想能够统治别人、管理别人的话，
then serve them.
那你就需要去服侍他们。
Constantly look out for other people's best interests, even at the expense of your own best interests.
你心里要一直想的是别人的好处、别人的利益，而甚至说牺牲自己的来满足别人。
Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself.
我们说到要爱人如己。
And this kingdom of heaven is so completely upside down from the way we understand about power, status, and value.
这神的国度的这个概念跟人的国度里面关于这个权柄、关于这个价值的概念是如此的这个不同，完全颠倒过来。
So constantly he has explained to us.
所以耶稣要不断的这个强化这个概念，不断的要教导人。
And then for healing.
那讲到医治。
Jesus healed a lot of people.
耶稣医治了很多人。
Whether it's a physical illness,
有的时候是身体上的病痛。
Raise someone from the dead.
他还能使死人复活。
Or cast the demons from someone.
或者把鬼从别人的身上赶出去。
It's a picture of a restoration of what they have lost.
这里我们看到的画面是人又被重新塑造成他本来有的样子，那些失去的东西又得回来。
But this is more than that.
但是神的耶稣的医治是超越这个的。
When people encounter Jesus,
当人遇到耶稣的时候，
they will find their deepest motives, fears, and values exposed before him.
他们会发现他们内心深处的那些渴望，他们真正的价值观，他们的这个
fear.
他们的这个恐惧都在耶稣面前敞露无遗。
And Jesus shines a light on their broken heart.
神的光照到他们的里面，让他们看到自己的破碎。
And then he will heal the brokenness.
然后在这个时候，耶稣能够来医治他们，把这个破碎能够医治成完全。
And at the end, their heart just inflamed with his love.
所以到这个时候，他们的心里就会充满了神的爱。
No one walks away unchanged from Jesus.
所以每一个遇见耶稣的人都会改变。
So it's a picture of a liberation from sin and evil and death, which is the result of living in the world of redefining the good and evil.
所以耶稣的医治带来的是我们的这个从这个恶和黑暗中所得到的自由。这个我们所失去的，就是因为人因为按照自己的定义善恶来带来的这些痛苦和罪恶，都神的耶稣都能够得到给他医治。
And the king came to confront the ancient mutiny.
那这个国王来也是要面对这个从最开始 所产生的这个兵变和造反。
So this time he's going to destroy sins and death and evil that have shackled humanity in all the human domain, human kingdoms.
那所以他这次来就是 要摧毁这个罪、这个恶，还有这个死亡所给人类带来的这个自由、不自由和束缚。
And so he came to reclaim his subject, even though they still have the tendency to redefine good and evil on their own terms.
所以神来是要重新召回他的子民，即便他们还有这个、还有这个愿意想要自己来决定善恶的倾向，神来是要把他们召回到他的国度去。
So to do that, he did something surprising and unbelievable.
而他为了要做这件事情，他做的为了要达到这个目的，他所做的事情是超乎人的想象和出乎人的意料的。
Because he loves us so much,
他如此的爱他的百姓。
He took all of our sins and the evil in our heart, took the cross.
他背负了我们所有的罪和我们心里的那个恶，他愿意自己被钉在十字架上。
We're supposed to be the one that be died because we're the one that rebelled against God, but this king actually absorbed the penalty to himself.
我们是那个被应该被钉在十字架上的人，因为我们是那个造反的，是我们是这个反对神的这个掌权的。但是王国王他自己愿意背负我们的恶，然后被钉在十字架上。
And the king died on the cross, so to make this repentance available for all of us.
他为我们付出了这个代价，使得我们能够有这个悔改的机会和条件。
But here's the good news, right? He did not stay dead.
但是好消息是他并没有就一直在死亡当中。
He was raised from the dead, victorious over sin and death and evil.
他从死里复活，战胜了罪、死亡和恶。
And his name was lifted up above all names.
然后他的名被得到了高举。
And he's called the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他被称为这个万王之王，万主之主。
And there will be a day at his name.
而且有一天，在他的名下，
every knee shall bow.
所有的人都要跪拜。
Every name in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
所有的这个口，在不管在天上的、地上的，还是地下的。
And everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
每一个人都要称耶稣基督为主。
So, repent.
所以我们就讲到悔改。
For kingdom of heaven is here.
因为天国近了，来了。
Because King Jesus has invaded earth from heaven to reassert his reign.
耶稣要做王，他从天上来，要把这个收复失地，要收回这个地上的权柄。
And he summons us to live under his rule, under his definition of good and evil.
然后他呼召我们要在他的权柄之下生活，要按照他所定义的善恶来决定价值。
And he confronts us to change our thinking patterns.
而且他要求我们改变我们的思维方式。
And he demands us to face a radical reorganization of our priorities, right? It's a rearranging of our hearts.
也就意味着我们要重整我们的价值观，重整我们的优先顺序，我们把心里的这个一切都调整过来。
And everything that we thought we knew about our identity, our values,
我们本来所认识的自己，我们本来所看重的东西。
Our belief about God, about ourselves, about the relationship with other people.
我们原本以为我们自己是什么样的人，我们跟别人要怎么样的维持关系，神是什么样的。
About money and entertainment.
包括金钱，包括娱乐。
About government, our civil duty.
甚至包括这些政治观点，包括公民意识。
About everything.
所有的一切都要改变。
Everything is going to be challenged.
每一件事情都要拿到神的面前来，按照他的这个善恶标准来评判。
And most of all, he is going to force everyone to deal with the core issue of our heart.
最重要的是，他要让我们使我们不得不要看我们心里到底什么是最重要的。
The darkest parts that in our characters.
让我们看到我们自己里面的那些黑暗。
The parts that we don't want God to know, we don't want people to know.
那些见不得人的地方。
But he's convinced that the renewal of the human condition,
但是他要改变人的这个情况。
The healing of the human race.
这个医治这个人类的
病症。Has to do with facing the dark evil that we all have given into.
要达到这个目的，我们每一个人不得不一定要面对我们在生命中所那些交出来给黑暗的地方，顺从恶的地方。
The lies that we have all bought into about what is most important according to our definition.
我们曾经按照自己的价值观，自己所定义的善恶，所决定的那个价值系统。
He wants to reprioritize our values according to his definition of good and evil.
他要我们摒弃那些谎言，然后重新重整我们的价值观，按照他的优先顺序来决定。
So, how can we reprioritize our values?
那我们怎么样才能做到这一点呢？
I'm going to give you an example.
我要给大家举个例子。
This morning, you all came to church.
今天早上大家都到教会来了。
You prioritize your time to worship the Lord on Sunday morning.
那你这个在星期天早上到教会来敬拜神，是在你这一天在这个时间是成为一个重点。
Now, how about we raise the bar a little higher?
这个是优先顺序。那你来了是没错，但是我们能不能把这个标准再提高一些呢？
Can we come to worship like on time or even like 10 minutes early?
我们能不能按时到，甚至提前10分钟来呢？
Now, before you start giving me like all the reasons that, you know, why you can't, and I believe that all those reasons are valid and legitimate.
那我相信我们很多人肯定会有各种各样的理由。我也知道说这个确实是存在有一定的困难。
Now, I do want to point out that what we believe about worship is a reflection of the relationship we have with our God.
但是我想提的是，就是我们怎么看待我们礼拜天来教会敬拜神，实际上是我们跟神的关系的一种反应。
We should elevate our relationship with our God, right?
那我们是不是应该把我们跟神的关系再进一步呢？
He is our Savior and Lord. I mean, He loves us so dearly.
他是我们的救主，是我们的主，他如此的深爱我们。
And He wants to change us so that we will become His prized possession.
那他想改变我们，让我们能够成为他真的是非常宝贵的一个。
He sees us with a great, great value.
所以他看我们是非常宝贵，是非常重要的。
So we should be eager to come to worship him together on Sunday.
那我们也应该有相同的回应，我们应该很渴望礼拜天来敬拜他。
Now put it this way, if I have an appointment for a job interview.
那这么说吧，如果我要去那个面试，应试一个工作。
I better not get there late.
那最好是按时到。
Right? Because I don't want to create a bad impression, and lose this job opportunity.
一个重要的面试，你很想得到的工作，你肯定不想第一印象就给人家一个很坏、邋遢的印象。
Because you know, getting this job is important to me, so I'll do my best. I'll do my utmost to get there early.
如果这个工作对我很重要的话，我一定会提前早早的去。
So let's also set.A priority, right? Worshiping God on Sunday.
所以当我们这么想的时候，我们礼拜天早上来见神，来崇拜他的时候，我们也应该有满心的欢喜，来愿意早早的来见他。
We have an appointment with him on Sunday to worship this King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们早上是要来见这个万王之王、万主之主的。
I think we can certainly arrange our time, right, to sleep early, to get up early, and even to leave home early.
我们还是可以调整一下我们的生活方式，我们可以头一天晚上早一点睡，早上早一点起，然后早一点从家里出来。
Now, because we come with a gratitude to worship God who loves us so much.
我们是心怀感恩的到这里来敬拜那位深爱我们的主。
And we look at what he has done in our lives, so we want to come.
当我们真的看到说他在我们生命中所做的那些工作的时候，我们就会愿意来敬拜他。
So,Come here early actually is the least that we want to do.
那所以这个稍微早一点来是我们能做的最起码的。
Another example.
那还有一个例子。
Let's say you got into a conflict with someone, and I say your family member or colleague.
那我们讲，如果你跟比如说家人啊，或者是同事有一些冲突的时候。
Would you apologize for your part of mishandling?
那你会不会为自己所做的不对的地方道歉呢？
Yeah, I know, conflicts are complicated, and, you know, but we always look at what we have done, right?
那冲突当然是各种原因造成的，但是我们是都应该先审查自己。
And are we really, are we willing to apologize for our portion of what we know that we shouldn't have done?
那如果我们看到自己有做的不足的地方，不对的地方，我们是不是愿意承认，愿意道歉呢？
Yeah, we cut off the other person and then we didn't listen to them.
那我们有的时候是不愿意听对方的解释。
Well, we spoke too loud.
或者我们太着急回应。
We rolled our eyes.
也可能翻了白眼。
By apologizing, actually, you are taking off the plank in your eyes.
所以当我们道歉的时候，就好像耶稣说的是，把自己眼里的那个梁木先拿掉。
Right, and that's a good thing.
我想这是一件好事。
But apologies can be so hard, isn't it?
但有的时候道歉是很难的。
Right, admitting wrong seems that you are weak and vulnerable, and the other person can take advantage of you.
好像承认自己错了，你就是示弱了，然后就给别人机会来攻击你。
And if you think that you need to protect yourself, and then so there's no need to admit wrong, then you are actually redefining the good and evil on your own term.
所以如果你为了保护自己，你就不愿意承认自己的这个错误的过失的地方的时候，实际上你就是在用自己的这个分别善恶的价值观来决定你的作为。
And then the relationship suffers.
那这个时候你们的关系就会出现问题。
But Jesus said that settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court.
但是耶稣说你要尽快的跟你的对头和解，免得他把你告上法庭。
Because Jesus wants us to restore our relationship.
因为耶稣想要的是我们重整我们的关系。
And it starts with admitting we're wrong.
然后这个第一步就是我们要承认自己的错误。
Of course that takes courage.
这个是需要勇气的。
You know, these four points, repent, right, come under his rule, and he defines, you know, he's the one that defines good and evil, and then reprioritize the values.
那我们这个上面的四点关于悔改，让耶稣做王，然后让他定义善恶，然后重整我们的价值观。
This knowledge is something you can understand, you can even agree with.
那这些知识点我们可能是可以明白，而且甚至你大家都可以点头说同意。好。
But the hardest part is that what do you do when Jesus confronts you and then shine a light on the area that you don't want to touch?
但是其实最难的是当耶稣光照你，让你看见你心里有要改变改正的地方，但是你却不愿意的时候。
We can certainly ignore him.
我们可以就把他推到一边不想了。
Or have the courage to work with him.
或者鼓足勇气跟神一起同工。
Because change is hard and it's uncomfortable.
改变总是很难的，是不让人舒服的事情。
But I'd like to encourage you this way.
但是我想今天这样鼓励你。
When you bring all this dark and ugly side of you to him,
当你把你心里的这些黑暗、这些见不得光、见不得人的东西带到神的面前的时候
，He has this abundant grace and mercy to redefine the reality for you.
神有充足的恩典和怜悯，他能让你的这个现实能够完全的改变过来。
And when we reorient our beliefs and values towards His values.
当我们重整我们的价值观，重整我们的信念，跟他能够一致的时候
，He has the love and wisdom to comfort us, to strengthen us.
神有足够的爱和智慧来安慰我们，而给我们力量。
You know, when the surgeon cuts the cancer cells, it hurts, right?
当这个癌症病这个医生在癌症病人身上动手术的时候，是一件痛苦的事情。
But it's good for us.
但是是为了要救治他，为了让他得好处。
Because we become the new people of kingdom of heaven.
神这样做的时候，我们就能够成为他这个天国新的子民。
So come under his rule.
所以他愿意你来到他的这个权柄之下。
And when we face the decision whether we follow Jesus' way or my way,
当我们这个面临一个是不是要根据耶稣的这个方式，还是根据我自己的方式做选择的时候
，Let's have the courage to choose his way.
让我们能够有勇气来选择跟随他。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, you call us to repent because the kingdom of heaven is here.
耶稣，你呼召我们悔改，因为你说天国近了。
And we know this is hard because we have been conditioned in this human kingdom.
这个真的是很不容易，因为我们都已经很习惯于过这个自己做主的生活。
That you will set up a different way for us to live, and it's hard.
你要我们过一个完全不同的生活，这并不容易。
But I ask you that you give us the courage.
但是我们就求你给我们这样的勇气。
You give us the heart of willing to follow you.
给我们这种渴慕愿意的心来跟随你。
That you are our king.
愿你做我们的王。
And we submit to you, and we come under your rule.
我们愿意把自己交在你的权柄之下。
So prepare our heart and to walk with you.
求你预备我们的心，让我们能够跟随你。
And encourage us, Lord, to change us to be like you.
也求你鼓励激励我们，然后让我们愿意改变，能够更像你。
So that we can be the prized possession of yours.
让我们成为你手里宝贵的器皿。
And you call us to be the kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
你呼召我们成为君尊的祭司，圣洁的国民。
And we thank you that you would do this with us.
我们感谢你，你愿意这样带领我们。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.